This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. Chatting with me today is Arlene Royer, Managing Director of the Lackbrough Museum here in Knowlton, who will be speaking to us about the museum's upcoming antique sale this weekend. Thank you so much, Arlene, for being here with me today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
So can you please start off by telling us a little bit about this antique sale? Is it something that the museum puts on every year? Is there a little bit of a history behind this event?
Well, there is. It was started, I don't have the exact year, but at least 20 to 25 years ago. We've held every year three or four markets, and it was started by one of our members who was a collector of various items and wanted a venue for selling them.
Okay. Now, what is the goal with the sale exactly? How does it benefit the museum?
It benefits the museum by the table rental. We charge X number of dollars per table, either a single or a double. People bring their own tables and set up on our museum lawn.
Okay. Does money from the sale of these items go towards the museum as well?
Oh, yes, it does. It's all... Well, there isn't really any much expense involved in this because it's on our own property and we don't have to pay anybody anything extra. It's part of fundraising that we do.
And will some of the money collected from this antique sale, will it be going towards specific projects for the museum, or is there...
No, not specific projects at this point. It's just an operating fundraiser. It helps just keep things going.
Awesome. Now, what items will be available exactly? Are these items things that the museum has collected over the years, or it's from a little bit of everyone here in the community?
No, it's not anything from the museum collection whatsoever. We're not selling our artifacts. It's all vendors that have been coming in for, some of them for many years they've been with us, bringing their collections of things that they want to sell. It could be trunks and wooden objects. It can be rocking chairs. It could be dishes, vintage clothing, vintage items of all sorts, paintings, little sculptures, glassware, you name it, it comes to us.
So there's a little bit of something for everyone.
Something for everyone, for sure.
Now, will there be other activities or things on site that day that go hand in hand with the antique sale?
Well, the museum is open that day, of course, but no other activities that I'm aware of around, even around town. I'm not sure what else is happening. But the antique sale in itself is usually enough to keep people amused and entertained for the afternoon.
Yeah, and people get to connect with each other for the day.
They do. Many people come, vendors have their clients that are looking for specific things. And they come to most every sale.
Can you provide details about the event? When and at what time is it happening exactly?
It starts at 9 o'clock. We go right through till 4. There's usually people wandering in even a bit at the last minute near 4. But we're always happy to see them come. And the vendors are as well.
And it will be taking place on Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday. It's always on a Sunday.
Okay. Now that I got you here, you mentioned that the museum would be open that day. So is there any a specific exhibition, or can you just maybe let people know a little bit about what's going on with the museum right now?
The Abenaki exhibit is still open and will be open through the winter and till spring. But the other buildings, the Paul Hall and Knowlton House, is open, part of the museum, the old academy built in 1854, the annex with our famous World War I Fokker D7. The children's museum we're able now to open that as well. The general store and the exhibits above that. There's lots to see.
Yeah, so it's just kind of a great day to discover the museum while also supporting it as well.
That's right.
Awesome. Well, I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Arlene, about the event or about what's going on with the Lackbrough Museum that you think would be important for the community to know about.
The market itself, we're planning, it's been a little bit slower this year than usual, only because we're just starting back from the COVID, of course, as many things are. But the turnout has been great. People appreciate coming to the market. The vendors appreciate having the venue to sell their items. The museum itself has a great new boutique. Lots of some local things and then some other little gift items that people can pick up, and books, historical and other books about the home children. There's lots happening there.
Yeah, and I also heard that the Marion Phelps lecture series are kicking off again, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. That's on Saturday from 1 o'clock until about 4. It's at the community center in Knowlton, of course, given by Jimmy Manson. He gives lectures every year for us, and people are always interested to see what subjects are coming up.
And what subject is he covering this weekend? Do you know?
It's When the Bombs Fall. It's about the British child evacuees who were sent to the Eastern Townships during World War II. That should be an interesting topic and interesting for many people who had relatives who came during that time.
Yes, it sounds super interesting. And I'm sure the museum is super excited to have this lecture series back. I know that they've been on hold for a little while.
Oh, yes, yes. No one wanted to get into a room with a speaker during COVID, that's for sure. And we're doing them actually now instead of in the winter, when we usually would have them would be January and February. But due to the fact of COVID, our speaker is a little bit nervous that it might get worse again. And if it does, we certainly don't want to have the lectures. And we want to be able to give them in person and not over Zoom or whatever other method, you know.
And these lectures all dive into the history here of the townships, right?
All history, yeah, it's all history. Last week it was Louis Riel, which was very interesting.
Yes, it sounds super interesting. Well, I really appreciate your time, Arlene, and thank you for informing the community about the sale and everything coming up with the museum. It sounds like there's lots of exciting things going on.
Yes, yes, always something going on at the museum.
Well, thank you so much again. I really appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.